We're joined right now by the driver of the number 9 car for Henrik Motorsports, a 6-time Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race winner, 2014 NASCAR Xfinity Series champ, the first rookie to ever win a NASCAR National Series title, 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series most popular driver. He did punch his ticket to his fourth NASCAR playoff berth in 2019 in his many full-time Cup seasons. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, round of 12 elimination race, the Hollywood Casino 400, is Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Chase Elliott is my guest. Chase, great to have you on. How are you?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So you're coming off a race on Monday where you were involved in an accident, and you still managed to finish in eighth place. I know you're not going to plan a parade after a top 10 finish, but given where that car was after the accident, how proud were you about the way you and the team responded to that challenge?
Yeah, we definitely, we had some ups and downs, I guess, on Sunday. You know, the way our races fall, you want to get stage points, which we didn't. We didn't get any stage points on Sunday between the first and the second stage. Fortunately, we were able to finish the race, which was good. So we made up some ground, I guess, from that standpoint on how we started the day. But it was a good effort, I feel like, to get our car back together enough to run as good as it did. But just missed too many opportunities and getting other types of points, obviously, which will put us in a tough spot going into this weekend. Pretty much having to go win to move on. So looking forward to the challenge.
All right. So what about this weekend? We're a couple of days out from the round of 12 elimination race at Kansas Speedway. How are you feeling at this point during the week, and what kind of thoughts do you have about this race on Sunday?
Yeah, I feel good about it. You know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, the way our playoff format is, four guys get eliminated every 3 weeks in the last 10 races. So, you know, at some point, if you ever make it to the final four, there's going to be one race to decide it. And really the way that I look at our position this weekend is this is our race that decides our future. So I think when it comes down to that race at the end of the year for the guys that have been left in the final four, it's kind of a must win really for them too, or has been to this point. And I think that's the case for us this weekend. So we just have to treat it like like it's our last shot, because it is, and embrace the challenge, embrace the situation that we're in, and try to go get a win out there in Kansas to move on. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to get there and see how it goes.
We're talking to Chase Elliott. In fact, Chase, put it another way, you're 22 points back at Joey Logano for the final transfer spot into the next round. I mean, it would seem like from the outside looking in, you could feel a lot of pressure on the race. As you point out, this is a really important one. But as you and I have talked in the past, do you take that Kirby Smart approach that pressure is a privilege?
I just think you have to, like I said, you just have to recognize it and embrace the situation that you're in and enjoy it, because there's nothing we can do about it now except move on to the next race and try to do the best job we can out there in Kansas. So I've, my mindset is just that, enjoy this week, enjoy the opportunity that we have. We are still in it. We still have a shot and go try to make the most of it. So I think our team is ready. I feel good. I'm mentally and physically, I think, ready for this weekend. And I think our entire team is. So we're really just looking forward to getting out there, getting started on Friday, and just trying to put together a good week. And where it plays out, it plays out. But for us, we're going to know that we gave it our best shot to move on.
We're talking to Chase Elliott. All right, you mentioned the team. A few weeks back at Charlotte, after a win, you said, quote, "I think that we're a stronger team now than we've ever been," end quote. So what have you seen and felt over the course of the season that made you feel that way? What kind of separates this team from some others?
Well, I think for us, really, the in my opinion, the best part about our group is it's really been, we've had a few changes here and there, but a lot of our group has been the same since I got here in 2016. And I think that's such a upside, in my opinion, and just being able to grow some of the relationships, especially with Alan, my crew chief. And as that relationship gets better over time, I think you just get stronger. And for us, we've had some highs, this year, but we've also had some really tough days at the track too. And I think for all of us to have gone through some of those tough days together and to have all grown from some of them and come back and be able to have success after some of those tough days just makes you that much better as a group, and it makes you trust the people around you more, which I think is really important. So, you know, for all of us, I think we've been through a lot together, and as time has gone on, I think we've proved to one another that we can all do this when we're at our best. And there's really, honestly, outside that, I'm not real sure what else you can ask for. So we just have to continue to push and try to put ourselves in the right spot. But I do think our group is strong. And like I said before, I think when we're at our best, we can compete with whoever.
Chase Elliott is the driver of the number 9. We have him for a few more moments. You know, back in the summer, I thought you had a great sit-down conversation with my guy Dale Jr., and you guys were talking about the rules and the rule changes. Dale agreed with you so much, I thought he was going to jump out of his chair at one point. Your point was, let's have one guy who makes the rules, and then let's just go. How challenging have all the rule changes been?
Well, it's honestly, there's been, I think, more change than there has been things stay consistent in my first, you know, almost through 4 years in Cup, which, you know, things do change and you have to be fluid and being able to adapt to that stuff. But, you know, like I said on his show, I just think, you know, whatever they are, let them be. And if somebody wants to make the rules, make them. I don't know that I've deserve any responsibility or deserve a say in what goes on. So, you know, whoever they just, you know, decide to put in that role, happy for them. And it's a great opportunity for whoever gets chosen to do that. And you have to trust they're going to make the right decisions. And for me, I'll try to go do my job, driving after that. But, yeah, I'm not smart enough either to make the rules, anyway. So, just happy to be around.
Chase Elliott joining us. All right, so before I let you go, if you and I were to go back a little bit, I've had a number of drivers on the show talk about how fun it is to race at this level, but how much they love the early days in the sport as well. What were your earliest days in racing like, and what made that special?
Yeah, definitely for everybody. You know, when you get started, I'm just trying to think back, you know, from racing go-karts to, you know, finally getting in full-size cars. I mean, it was just always, you're just always working hard and excited to try to do your best at where you were at the current time, hoping that you would get an opportunity to do something further. And I think that was the big thing. Looking back on it, I don't know that I realized how much fun I was having. And I was very young, but I don't think I realized how much fun I was having when I was doing it, because I was just so zoned in on trying to move forward and get to the next step. So it's been a lot of fun.
Chase Elliott, my guest. And listen, you're a huge Atlanta Braves fan. They had super high expectations. I know it had to be tough to watch their season end the way it did, in fact. What did you think watching their season end the way it did?
Yeah, I mean, I think much like everybody, I was bummed. Definitely being a Braves fan, hated to see it end like that. But, you know, they have so much positive, I think, in how they played, you know, a lot of the year. I mean, having a 100-plus win season is impressive to do that in the MLB. And, you know, have never been the biggest Nationals fan, but I was excited to see them beat the Cardinals after the way our series went down in Atlanta. So, you know, I think one thing the Braves can take a lot of pride in is, you know, I feel like they got the best of Washington the majority of the year, and that team went on, and now they're going to the World Series. So, in my opinion, I think it should give them a lot of motivation and drive to know that they can compete with that group and probably do better. So, looking forward to next year, and you know, hate to see it end, but life goes on.
Life goes on. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Playoffs Round of 12 Elimination Race, the Hollywood Casino 400, is Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. He is the driver of the number 9 car for Hendrick Motorsports, Chase Elliott. Chase, great to have you back. Thanks for making time. Nice to have you on the TV portion, too. Really appreciate that. Chase, good luck.